Now, much of the time, public health officials have a low profile, but that's not the case during a global pandemic like the one we face now. Now, they're often front and center in press conferences, government meetings, and hearings, and they're called on to offer recommendations and guidance for containing the coronavirus. And many of those officials, from Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House's Coronavirus Task Force to public health officers in small counties and cities, are facing harassment and even death threats for their positions on the steps needed to slow the spread of the virus. That includes some Wisconsin health officials who have at times borne the brunt of public frustration in local meetings and forums. Lori Tremel Freeman is the CEO at the National Association of County and City Health Officials. She previously served as the CEO of the Association of Maternal and Child Health Programs. Lori, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Before we get into the threats that some of your members are facing, can you talk about the role of county and city health officials, especially in a time like a pandemic?
Yes, sure. Our county and city health officials have been on the front lines of this pandemic response, doing the things that they always do for their communities, including monitoring the community for disease, helping to stand up testing sites, getting sick people access to care, ensuring those who are sick are isolated and quarantined. And now they're working to enforce public health orders related to opening up our cities and states and ensuring that businesses, schools, and other members of the community are aware of safe opening guidelines and just trying to do their best to ensure that they are followed.
Now, according to a representative of the Wisconsin Public Health Association here in the state, we've heard public health officials have been called names at public meetings and been compared to Hitler, have received profanity-laced emails and voicemails, have had to be escorted from meetings with some police to protect them, and there have been calls and emails criticizing them for opening up their communities too fast, saying they hope the health officer gets COVID and see how sick they get. Is that the kind of thing you're hearing from members around the country?
Yes, we've been hearing threats coming in different ways. Individuals are being targeted for simply carrying out their work and trying to keep their communities safe and healthy. And those examples include physical threats. In some cases, public health offices are being vandalized. And in one extreme case, a Facebook group is targeting all local health officials.
Right. The organization of these efforts, there's some national groups, there's some local groups organizing campaigns against local public health officials. Sometimes those have threats of violence contained within them. Are people worried about this, people working in these jobs?
Yes, of course. They're worried for themselves. They're worried for their families. They're worried for their staffs. They're worried, yes.
Have we seen people actually quit, resign their jobs as a result of threats like this?
Yes, we have. Unfortunately, we're seeing an increasing trend across the country of public health department officials leaving their jobs. And as near as we can tell, nearly 30 have either resigned, been fired, or taken early retirement. All for just trying to protect and defend the health of their community in responding to the COVID-19 pandemic.
We're talking to Lori Tremel Freeman with the National Association of County and City Health Officials, talking about threats that local health officials have faced around the country, often in reaction to things like mask mandates or business shutdowns, that kind of thing. Lori, what would you say to members of the public who, you know, maybe frustrated, maybe have their reasons for not liking a mask mandate or for shutdown orders or for reopening orders, that matter? What would you say to them about how to express those views without threatening their local public health officer?
Well, I mean, freedom of expression is your right. There's no need to be violent or threaten violence. Everybody has a right to speak out. But I would tell them, too, that you know, our public health officials are the people in our communities who have been trusted people to go to for advice in the past, and they don't have any particular political stance. In the past, if your public health authority told you to boil your water, I don't think very many people would have questioned, should I boil my water to keep from getting sick? No, of course not. You know, the same holds true for the advice that our public health officials are giving now. They're just trying to keep you safe by telling you to wear your mask and to distance yourself from others and to wash your hands. This is not a political stance. This is just about keeping yourself healthy and those around you healthy. It's as simple as safety.
What happens if experienced public health officials continue to leave their positions at a higher than usual rate as this pandemic goes on because of these threats?
Well, we really can't afford to lose our public health officials in this way. And at this time, our public health officials are working very, very hard, extended hours, and for a long period of time to ensure that this disease passes safely and that we were able to mitigate the spread of it. We need their leadership at this time during pandemic. We can't afford to have gaps in the workforce at the local level when we're trying to stop the spread of this disease and to get our lives back to normal.
There's not much that's ordinary about the current pandemic, but is this something you've seen happen in the past where people react this strongly against their local public health officials?
Well, I mean, there have been times over the years when there has been a public health issue and we've had to respond to it with the Flint lead crisis. We have natural disasters that require a public health response at times. And so this is a longer-term event, and we haven't seen anything like this in over 100 years. But with this pandemic, it's all hands on deck to address the disease and to keep the level of sustained effort required to stay on top of the work. It's incredibly resource-intensive. So we really do need to have our public health leaders and their staff in place working on our behalf to help keep us all healthy.
When we do get back to normal or something close to it, and hopefully that's not too far off, what kind of priorities do you have when it comes to the needs of local public health officials?
Well, we need sustained infrastructure. You know, the local health departments came into this response really at a deficit. Over the past 10 years or so, they've lost a lot of their funding. The public health, governmental public health function from the federal, the state, to the local level has been consistently reduced in funding and defunded over that period. And that infrastructure has slowly been wearing away. And so when we came into this response, we were truly at a deficit even then, you know, to respond to COVID-19. So we need to rebuild that infrastructure. We need to have that as a priority at all the federal agency levels through our Congress so that our American people are protected from threats like this. And only by restoring that infrastructure permanently are we going to feel the safety that we need to feel from future diseases like this.
Lori, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Lori Tremel Freeman is the CEO at the National Association of County and City Health Officials. She was with us to talk about threats and harassment being aimed at some local public health officials around the country because of their role in efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus.